Sugya of Tliya Biksamim. The Mishnah says in the Nechesim and Beis, V'treilem Chodavish Yechoyle Litli. As the Gemara says at the end of the Perek, since it's Ksamim the Maisa are only a Din Der Abanan, even though it's not so partial that we have Dini Tliya by the Araisos, but something which is only a Tumah Der Abanan is only an Issa Der Abanan, we do have Tliyas. V'treilem Chodavish Yechoyle Litli. And the Gemara is Mechadish, Nachadin, Omer Ravashi, Ir Sheyesh Bo Chazirim Ein Choshin Liksamim. An ear that has chazirim, Rashi says, that chazirim oichlin shkotim ramasim umatizim dam. There's blood flying all over the place. Memela ain choshishin mishum ksamim. You don't have to be choshish liksamim bechlam. Lav daf is ear sheish bechazirim, like the Gemara says, Amar v'nachum bar Yitzchak, v'hode doikeres ear sheish bechazirim damya. If you have anything of this sort, anything which is doime to ear sheish bechazirim, there's blood flying anywhere. Erev Yom Kippur in Beis Yisrael, you have all types of kaparas in all types of different places. Kamat ki'ir she'ish b'chazirim, which is the case of Sheikhtim, and ein choshim mishum ksamim. What does it mean, ein choshim mishum ksamim? Says Tesis, ir she'ish b'chazirim ein choshim miksamim, oimer ashbam, da'afilu yoisi michegris, va'afilu min ha'chogor lomato, va'afilu lo'y nesaska ve'ein lo makas, she'ish lo'y ligaleh lo'y tidam, still ein choshim miksamim. Even if it's bigger than a gris, even if it's min ha'chogor lomato, and even if she doesn't have a makom to be tailor, never let you know choshim for ksamim. And the Chura Advarim Tunim Bir, what is the Chiddush of the Rashbam? The Chura is Pasha. If it's less than a gris, then I don't need it. Yish B'chazirim. Savisai, it's not a problem. And if it's Lamala Min HaChogar, Savisai, it's not a problem. And if she has a Mokka to be Tehillah, then Savisai, it's not a problem. So obviously, when it says, Ein Choshim Shum Samim, it means, even though there's a problem here, even though it's some place where you have no Mokka to be Tehillah, nevertheless, it's going to be Tar, because it's Yish B'chazirim. What was the chiddush of the Rashbam? He's telling me, of course, if you can't be tailored to Machrelis, even so it's going to be Torah. Of course, then I wouldn't have to be Machadish anything. If you could be tailored to Machrelis, then it would be Torah even without the chiddush of Ir Sheyesh Bachazir. So look at the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener was Kanira bothered by this. And he says that the Rashbam was bothered by the Lashon of the Gemara. Ein choshishim mishum ksamim. L'chura, we find Lashon is Kis Matar or Yesh Litlois. Where do we find Ein choshishim? The Lashon of Ein choshishim is Mashma. That Bakla, you don't even have to look, you don't have to measure, is it more than a gris? You don't have to tell, is it Lamala Menachagura, is Lamata Menachagura? You don't have to bend down to see, can it get Lamata Menachagura, Ayde Shriya? These type of things. Even without that, you don't, Bakla don't have to be Cheshish. Still hurts a little bit, saying that the Lashon of the Gemara was bothering the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Mamela, you don't even have to don whether or not it falls into the category. Lachur, that's Pashin. And if it would have said anything else, also Lachur would have been Mutter. Even without, he's being mazbed by the lashon of ein choshishin, but it's mashma, the mashmois of Teisvis, of Omer Rashbam. The Rashbam is coming to be mechadish something. There's a chiddush over here of Ir Sheyesh B'chazirim. Not only that, they bring it down l'alacha. They bring down this halacha, the Rashbam, the Rishonim bring this down l'alacha, that Kilashrena, there was a Ruah, and others bring down the lashon of the Rashbam, that even if it's not, it's less than a gris, and even if it's more than a gris, and even if it's l'matam ha'chogar, and even if you don't have a makah, nevertheless, it's going to be Torah. They're obviously not just being bavorning the lashon ein choshishim. They're trying to be mechadish halacha over here, ein choshishim mishum ksamim. And the shaila is, what's the bezunder chiddush of ir sheyesh b'chazir and ein choshishim mishum ksamim? This chiddush of the Rashbam, even though it's bigger than a gris and even though it's lamata min hachaguro, nevertheless, you don't have to be choshish mishum ksamim. So actually, you could say v'ni nachar ktas. That the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Hargo Machrelis, Harez Eterlibo. And the Gemara says, it's really Machlaikis, Mani Rib Shimon Gamaliel, he the Sanya Hargo Terla, Loy Hargain a Terla, Divir Rib Shimon Gamaliel. Bechachomim Aimrim, Benkach or Benkach Terla. Omer Rib Shimon Gamaliel, Lidvara in Kate, the Divir Haver in Saif, Lidvara in Kate, Shain Lacha Isha Shaterla Bailo, Shain Lacha called Mito Mita Shain Kambi Mita Tipe Dam. The Divrei Chaveri ain't safe. Shein lecha isha, shein atar lebaila, shein lecha kol san nesan, shein bo kama tipe dam. Says the Gemara, we have a problem over here, because lechur every mita has tipe damim, and if we're going to aster every single tipa's dam, then there's not going to be any isha. There's going to be tahir lebaila. When you nach the bas lavam avinu leishav tachas baila, the meila we have to have some sort of exer over here to say that she's not going to be tama every single tipa that you find. However, not to give it any limit and say that even, like the chachamim. That even something which is very big yes, and you can be tailored to Machrelis, Lachuro, then you're never going to find anybody that's tummy. So what do we do? Nirin divrei b'chanina ben atignus midvarim midivreim. Shayyimar kami yitoyle ad kigris shalpul udvar venimoidim. says that the halacha is like a chanina ben antignois, that there's a limit. In a chanami, we're not going to be matame, something which is minuscule. However, we're also not going to be matar, something which is big. Where's the cutoff point? Kigris. Machoris kigris, that's where we the cutoff point. And halacha, that's how we paskin, that's how all the rishonim go to halacha, and that's how it's paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see Be'ezer Hashem soon, in Kuf Tzadi, Sif Yud, Sif Hey, I'm sorry, that up until a machoris, you'll have to be teile, in a machoris. A bed bug, a type of bug. The shayla is, how can we pass on that in Shulchan Aruch? And that's how we go. Halacha l'maisa bizmanenu, l'chura bizmanenu. We don't have bugs that put out that amount of dam. L'chura, you shouldn't be able to be trailing a machoilis if there's no such bug that's going to put out a grist. A grist of dam is quite an amount. It's the amount of for those that maybe your parents remember, they had an asimon about 20 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, which is about the size of a penny, the size of a 5 agorot, which is the amount of, this is about the exact size of a gris that they're training them on. The shayla is, we don't have bugs that put out that amount of, certainly not in everybody's bed, we hope, we don't have bugs that put out that amount of dam. That being the case, how could it be tailor? I just want to clarify, l'chor b'pshuta, even in the times of Chazal, not every single bug that they had in their bed put out that amount of dam. However, it was up to that amount of dam that it could put out. And therefore, the cutoff point was the biggest amount of dam that the machoilis could put out. That's how much you're allowed to be toilet. The male, they said, ad kigris, even up until the gris. We'll see, and the Achrenim will say that a bug that puts out that amount of dam is a chariz loishchiach b'chlal. Since there is such an amount, so mamela, even in times of Chazal, mamela they matri. Shalom bizmanenu, there's nothing that comes close to that b'chlal. We're talking about lice, they put out a minuscule amount, even a mosquito that bit somebody, a little bit more. But nowhere near a gris, l'chura, how could it be tailored? Times of Tesis. Awesome. I don't know. Same question. If they had it, that's not sure. And if they didn't have it, it's not sure. L'chura. The truth is that the Rishonim that Taino, the Eshkol, is one of the early Rishonim. He's the Shver of the Ravid. He Taino's. Then he looked in the Rif, and the Rif, Betzim Bechlal, we don't have any Rif on Nida. The Rif is in Shavuot. Some of the Gemaras, they put the Rif in the back on Shavuot. There's a Rif in a little bit around. There's not many halachas that the Rif brings down B'negeah to Hilchas Nida. And he leaves out the whole Inin of Tzamim. Says the Eshkol, Rabbi Yitzchok, the Rif left out all the Dinik Tzamim. He says, V'yanti b'chol ravasa. He looked in the Shiltis, in the Bahar, the G'dayli Rishenim, and no one brings it down. He says, what's the pshat? Says Efsher the Svir Luhu, the Loi Nogu Inno. Ken Zain that the whole Indian of some is not Nagia, but Chlaub is my name. Va'afa Gav Dashkin Metama Boyala, Dimula Tyrus Dafko. Even though we find such a Musik that a Nida, somebody has Boyal Nida, Metama Boyala, that's only that Boyal will be Tommy, that she and Boyal will be Tommy Lataris. But it was Mandi Kataris, the Baila Nami Choshishu. But Ken Zain Bizman that there was Tyrus, the Rechosh also the Baila. But Bizmanino that there's no Indian of Tyrus. We're not choish for tyres. Then even the Baila, in a chanami, there's taka no inyan of ksamim. The Ravid in his akdama to the sharon ksamim in Bali Anefesh, he starts off with a little vayakdama before the lachas, and he says there are rishonim. His shver, he doesn't quote him, but he says there are rishonim that held that there's no such thing as ksamim the Baila, and he says chas v'shalom to say such a thing, and he brings kama rayas that there are also choishes l'ksamim. One of them is under a sugyo. Ain lecha kol isha isha shetahir lebayla, shetmei lebayla, shetahir lebayla. Vice versa, the whole inyan of something, the inyan of something includes lechol apachis, iser a tuma lebayla. That's the case. You can't say that it was only the tarius. The truth is that many achrenim, if you look at the hagoyis nachal eshkol on the eshkol, and this is how the aruch haner and other achrenim go, that they're masbir that zikher, the eshkol held that there was such a thing as tumas ksamim lebayla. But only this man that there was tuma for taris, that there were choishish miksamim for taris, then there were also choishish lebailo. Well, this manenu that there's no kshash taris anymore, we're not choishish mishum taris. Vemele and echanam, we're not choishish lebailo either. Says the Chasam Sofer, says even though in echanam we taka don't pass like the eshkol, and even this man azeh that we have no taris, nevertheless we zikar choishish mishum ksamim, we have a whole simin, one of the longest simon of all Shulchan Aruch. Is the halachas of ksamim kuf tzadi is 54 sefer. Nevertheless, he says the etzim yisoid of the eshkol is true, and that is that the whole gzeiras ksamim that they had lebailo was only shtam that only started from the fact that they were also Gezer Mishum Tairis. Once they were Gezer Mishum Tairis, then they were also Gezer Mishum Baila. Why? They said it would be a Chuchav Yitlulo. You have it that the dam comes out, and you're Matame the beggar that the dam fell out on, and the lady that the dam came out of, you're not going to be Matame. Chuchav Yitlulo, the Chuchav Yitlulo, the Chuchav Yitlulo, the Chuchav they said that the same way that the beggar is Tame, the Isha is also going to be Tmea. Agav, which makes sense why a Dover Shein Makabal Tumah, Zain Makabal Tame. The whole reason is it shouldn't be like a steer in obey that you have the beged became tamei and the isha is tahara. The mele kol kama that the beged is not makabel tuma. The beged is not tamei, so the isha doesn't have to be tamei. The mele says that some sefer. So hagam that bizmanenu, we don't have any machrilitzin that put out that amount of dam. However, the whole gzeris tamei lechatchila only started because of chazal, because of the times of chazal there was tarim. The mele were not going to be more machmir than the original gzera. The original gzera was only because there's tyrants. Because many of we don't have tyrants. So that's when the whole gzera of Ksumim should fall by the wayside. We can't just take down the gzera of Ksumim that Chazal were misakim, but it's not going to be more chomer than it was then. And we're not going to say now that even though it's not negiah the ending Ksumim, we're going to be more machmir than the Ksumim that are smaller than the machrilas that they had in those days. Zichar, we're going to still go with the kulois. If we have to go with the chomeris, then we're going to go with the kulois also. And say that the same way that in the times of Chazal we had a machirlis that you're allowed to be tailing until Kigris, Memela also bizmanenu, even though we don't have machirlis in that could put out that amount of dam, nevertheless, you'll still be able to be metame, you'll still be able to be tailing up until Kigris. So you're not really being tailing the Chura. Chura is not being tailing according to here. The truth is that it's really a tliyah. Bizmanenu, we don't need that tliyah. We'll see exactly what the Nikud is in a second. L'chor, you could say this even with Das Rashi. Even with Das Rashi that says that the gzera of Shaloilah, the gzera of Ksamim is Shaloilah Hakol beneath the Gemurah. What does it mean Shaloilah Hakol beneath the Gemurah? Lav Daf, does that mean that the original gzera of Ksamim was Shaloilah Hakol beneath the Gemurah, Benegea Tataris? Somebody that said, Need the Gemurah, Benegea Tataris, for patients that they really make them. The Melech Hazal were Gezer Ksamim, Shaloilah Hakol beneath the Gemurah. But in a Hanami, the Iker gzera was Al Taris. Otu Taris, Migu that they had Taris, Memela they also asked her the bailah. The only thing is, if you look at the Ravid, the Mashmash of the Ravid certainly is not that way. The Ravid certainly didn't seem to go like this Eshkol, that the Gzeir was only started off Atu Tyrus. Seems that he named on that there was a special Gzeir that was the bailah also. It wasn't just because that there was Tyrus. If that's the case, Lachar, Hajj Kutch of the Duchte, if you're not going to go with the Zitzir, the Chsam Sefer, even if you want to go with it, Lachar, there's another Mahalach also. But the Mashmoyus of the Rishenim Taka is that not all the Rishenim Taka went with this. The Chsam Sefer is saying that we really nem on the Yisrael of the Eshkol, that the whole Zerah summon started Atu Tyrus. So it's not so clear in the Ravid that Itaka went like that. It seems like he was being Chirluk on that Yisrael Bechlal, and saying that it's not totally in Tyrus at all. And even we don't have Tyrus Bechlal, it's not Kashur to that Bechlal, there's a Gzeres Tamim, the Tami Ish of the Bible. So you could say, Al Derech, which is just mentioned here, V'derech Agav, that the whole Yisrael of Ksamim, the whole Gzero of Ksamim that we mattered, we're able to be Matar, we're able to be Tyrle, in a Machoyle Sad Kigris, why were Chazal Mekel? The Gemara says, "Shein lecho isho shatahir lebailo." Since ein lecho mito mito shein bakami tipe dam, since you don't have such a musik that every woman's bed has a few dots of blood on it, if we're not going to be mekel up until a certain size, then lo yinach the basav amarvinu ein lecho isho shatahir lebailo. You don't have a masiv that a woman is going to be tahir lebailo because every single speck of dam we're going to have to mitame. The mele they have to have some cutoff point. So what's the cutoff point? The cutoff point is together that we're going to be teila up until a gris in a machirlis, or the cutoff point is that Chazal weren't gezer ksamim in an eifin that you could say that it's a gris, in an eifin that you could say that it's a machirlis. Up until a certain point, there's always the ability to be teila in a machirlis. Memela or ikur gzeres ksamim lechatchila was only ba'eifin when it's more than a gris. When Chazal were gezer and ksamim, the whole gzera only started for more than a gris. It's not that every single time that we have to be tailor. And if it's less than a gris, we have to make sure that there's ability to be tailor in Machalis. In the times of Chazal, forget Bizmanin. In the times of Chazal, they have to be tailor every single drop of blood, which is less than a gris in a Machalis. Or, no, Chazal said that the whole Gzerik Sam Zikr is only in the Rabbanah. Where was the Gzerik from? In what? The same way that there weren't Gezer on Sivainim, there weren't Gezer on less than a gris. The whole Zera Samim only started from more than a grain. Now what? Yeah, could be. In a Chanami. L'chara, the way that we pass it at the end of the day, L'chara is going to be, according to that Mandomer, that's good for the Vart. That's good for what is coming off, okay. Then in a Chanami, that wasn't Zera Samim. B'pashtus this nekuda l'chur is machlekes achreinim. Kem zayn l'chur mevur also will see it's machlekes rishenim. And if you want to say yeshiva shavart, then you can say that's really machlekes amiroim, like we'll see behemshech. Where does it start from? Says the Sidri Taro in Kufsadi, he brings down the Me'il Tzedaka. He says that on Pachas Me'il Tzedaka names on that on Pachas Mechagrius there was no gzeres tzam v'chlal. Says the Sidri Taro, it's very gishmak like be the Me'il Tzedaka. While we don't find, not in the Gemara, not in the Rishonim, that our Ma'ur, that L'chura, Pach Michigris, which is black, L'chura should be Tamei. Why? Because Ma'chulis only puts out red blood. We know that there's Chomesh Mini Damim. There's really four, but we say that it's four, which is five. Four of them are red, and one of them is black. Black Dam is Matame Nisho. Now, let's say you have a Kesem, which is less than a Gris, and it's black. Zichr is not a Ma'chulis. Because Machilis only puts out red blood. L'chura, we should be metamet, because we know that it didn't come from Machilis. Says the Sidri Taro, according to the Me'il Tzedaka, it's very gishmak. Because according to the Me'il Tzedaka, it's together, lo gozru. Chazal weren't gerizor and less than a gris. It's not that ba'etzim I'm terile every single time that it's less than a gris. It's together, lo gozru. Memelis, lo gozru. Machnesh Tzedaka doesn't make a difference if it's red or if it's black. Even though it's zikr can't be from Machilis, nevertheless, it's going to be tar. But the Sidri Taro is masik at the end. He says, the truth is, Kivega brings us down the halacha, the Ravid says that. Kesem, Shachar, Pachas, Michigris, Tami. This is vice versa. We see, not like the Me'il Tzedaka, we found one Rishon that Taka does say that a Kesem, Pachas, Michigris, which is Shachar, is going to be Tami. Mamele says, not like the Me'il Tzedaka, Zichr, it's together, Tliya. Every time that you have Pachas, Michigris, it's together that you have a Tliya, Ve'esem. And since you have a Tliya that you can be Taylor on Achilis, Mamele, she's going to be Tahir. Kokhamel, you don't have that ability, and in a Chanami, then you're not going to be able to retail them. And even Pachas Michigris, we're going to be with Tam of the Isha. Says the Sidri L'chura, like this, you started the Sidri Taro, is Mavur in the Rambam. The way that the Magen Mishnah is Mazbe the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, Ma bein Kesem an insal b'sar, le Kesem an insal b'godel. What's the difference between a Kesem which she finds on her beged, and a Kesem which she finds on her basim? Sha Kesem an insal b'sar ein lo yishir, v'an insal beged ein matame cheki gris. The whole din of gris is only when it's on a beged. When it's on her basar, then there's no din of gris b'chlal. She's tameh even for a speck of dam. What's the makar? Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Vav. Where's the makar? Where do we see anywhere in the Gemara that there's a chilik between basar and chalukah? Says the Rav HaMagid, the Mishnah says, it's a brayso, in Zayin Amid Beis. It says, al chalukah, safek tameh, safek tar, tar. Al basara, safek tameh, safek tar, tameh. Anytime they have a suffix of dam, which is nimsa al basara, then memela, we're going to go l'chumra. I'm going to be tamid. Memela. She has less than a gris on basara. You have a suffix. Did it come from achilis? Did it not come from achilis? We don't know for sure that it came from achilis. It's always a suffix. Had it been al chalukah, we would have been matar. However, now that it's al basara, that's cool for the din of suffix tome, suffix tar al basara, that we're going to be matamir. Memela, matamir misafik. Memela over here, you have a suffix. Did this come from achilis? Did this not come from achilis? We go to Chomer, we say, Safek Tamei, Safek Tar, she's Tamei, and we're not going to be Taylor Machelis. L'chura, it's Muchach, that over here it's together Tliya. It's together Tliya. We need to be Taylor. The Safek is, did it come from Machelis? Did it not come from Machelis? We have to be Tamei. But if you understand that it's together like Gazru, Pachs Michigris, they weren't Gazer on, then what difference does it make if it's on Chalukah or it's on Vesara? Anything that's less than a Gris, it doesn't have its Zeres Tamei. They, not only so vite, they declare what's going to be the Simurit Tivoinim, they weren't going to be what's going to be by Shvartzim? Is there such a thing as some by Shvartzim? What do you mean? It's Besara. No, because Kokama that Tivoinim is Shaykh to the, is not Shaykh to the Parsha of Ksamim, then Memela, it shouldn't be Shaykh Bechlal. Even though it's a Besara. Once it's not in the Parsha Bechlal, then you don't have to start donning yes or no, does it have a Tliya, does it not have a Tliya. It's not in the Parsha Bechlal. Mamele, if you understand that the Gzeres Ksamim only starts from more than a Gris, then the Chorah, there should be no Nidun, there should be no Chilik between Chalukah and Begada. even on and Masara, even on Masara, Lekor, there should be no Tuma, because the Gzeres Tuma only starts for more than Lefidah. Any reason that holds that you could be Teile on Masara, Lekor, it's Muchas that they hold that it's like Gazu. Then when the Rambam it's Mavur that you're not allowed to be Teile on Masara, Kinir, he understands that it's together Tliya, and therefore Al Masara, Safek Tami, Safek Torah, we're not going to be Teile. You have a Safek of Machilis, and therefore we're not going to be Teile. Mashenka, the other Rishonim that hold that even Pachs Mechagris Al Basara, you're allowed to be Teile. Can you hear the on this that it's together like Gazrum? It's together like Gazrum, really, it's not a problem. The only thing is, Shita the Ravid. What did we just say in the Ravid? The Ravid says that Pachs Mechagris is also together at Tliya, it's not together like Gazrum. Because Shachar, which is less than a Gris, is Tami. Right, so it's that even when it's less than a gris, you need a makom to be teila. If you can't be teila in a machirlis, then she's going to be tami. The shaila is, the lechor doesn't stim in cheshbon. On this Rambam that says that there's no chilek between besar and chalukah, says the Ravid, what are you talking about? He says, I don't understand. That was good for the shaila of the Gemara. Tipin mahu. What was the Gemara shaila? Tipin mahu. We saw in Daf Nun Chesam Ad Aleph. The Gemara declares tipin mahu. These were all the al besara. Kishir, Kishura, if she finds it like looking like a bracelet, Kishura, or Tipin, Mahu. In fact, the Ravid, says the Ravid, Lachur from Tipin, if we're asking that Tipin should be Mitzdarif al or Tipin Mitzdarif al Bisara, that means that each one in and of itself is not going to be Matam of the Isha. Only Aydi Tzirif will be Matam of the Isha. According to the Rambam, the Lachur and the Shah doesn't start Bachal. Even from one Tipa, it's going to be Tami. What's the Shah of Bachal if you have Tipin, if they're Mitzdar? They fact arriving. Kum tois lachor, the Ravid holds that pachz michigris is together like Gazru. He holds that pachz michigris is in a chanami is not a problem, and therefore even al b'sori allowed to be toiler. The only shaila is can you be mitzar of them? Now b'das the Rambam says the Rav Magid it's not shver b'chlal. Toilim saw the Rambam says. That, he says the Rambam didn't understand the Gemara of Tipin like you understood the Gemara of Tipin. The Gemara understood the Rambam was Masbir, the Shaila of Tipin Mahu wasn't a Shaila of Tziruf. Can we be Mitzaref the Tipin al Besara to be a Gris? He says the Shaila was Benegea to is the Tzuro Maichiach that it didn't come from her guf. When you have Tipin that came out, when something spritzes out in an Eifen that it looks like it didn't come from the body, then even though it's Keneged Beis HaTorfa, maybe we could say it's Muchach that it didn't come from her. And even though al besara betzim we should be matam her, and in oifin we have yodayim mechichas raglayim, you have raglayim ladavet that it didn't come from her, lechur you'd be able to be matar her even though it's al besara. And the truth is it's meduyik like that lechur, but that's Rashi. Rashi says kishir kishuro kishir ritzua beigel kitzmid. If you have something which came out like a bracelet, mahu mi misapkinen bedamanido elav. Are we mistapik that maybe it's damnido or not? Now Rashi is masber this only in the first shaila. Kishir, the Gemara has a bunch of shailas. Kishir mahu, kishura mahu, tipin tipa mahu, the reich of yirecha mahu. Four different shailas. Rashi is only masber the first shaila. Kibalnu, mi moran rebosher. That any time that Rashi is masber something, and he doesn't, he's not masber v'hemshecha gemara, he's falazach on what he was masber lechatchila. That there's talking nothing different. Vice says that Rashi understood that all the shalas are the same shalom. Like the Rashi Nemzan Kapshuta, it's very schwer to say that some of the shalas are one way and some of the shalas are another way. Rashi learns all the shalas like the Rambam. The shalas are all these cases when you have dam that comes out, that looking like a bracelet. Dam that comes out going the width of her leg as opposed to the length of her leg. Dam that comes out in tipin in such a shape, is it metame? Maybe we have a yodai, we have a glamadavar, or yodai mechichoit, that it didn't come from her. Memela lechura says the Rav Magid, but that's the Rambam. You can't ask on the Rambam that even a tipa should be metame, shouldn't be metame al besara, because the Gemara asks tipin mahu, are they mitzaref to agris al besara? So we see that each one in and of itself is not going to be metame, because the Rambam didn't learn that was the shalom b'chal. You're right. If there would be just one tipa, we'd be metame you according to the Rambam. However, now that there's five tipas that came out in a weird shape, that's already moichiach that it didn't come from her. Memei lecher, we're not going to be metame. Agav Rashi is very gishmak. Rashi, I don't know if the Ilam, I think most of the Ilam saw Agav Rashi taste the whole part at the end of the parak. The last Rashi in the parak says is machalik between a bidiko and a kesem. Aval bekesem Rashi says sha'al chaluka kigris vo'id b'inum. Even though when we're talking about a bidiko, you don't need a special size, but by a kesem sha'al chaluka, then kigris vo'id b'inum. Why is she al chaluka? Why not al besara? The mashmoyis lachor Rashi is that al besara is going to be metami even pachas mechigris. And the whole din is kigris is only al chaluka, just like the Rambam. Mele very gishmak, Rashi nishitasei. Say Rashi, say the Rambam. They learn that pachas mechigris, when it's al besara, in the chanami is going to be metame. What's the reason why? Because it says in the Gemara, Savik tami, Savik tar, you're metame. It could be metare le machrelis, it could not be metare le machrelis. Mela, you should be able to, theoretically, we should be able to be metare, when it's all the star, we're not metare, we're going to be metame her. Therefore, for metame you, we can't learn that the shayla of the Gemara of tipin is, could they be metare of tigris or not? Because even by one tipin, it's going to be metame you. Mela, both Rashi and the Rambam, the Shitasim, they learned that the shayla of tipin is a different shayla of Bechlal. It's not a shayla of tirif. Because even one tipa is going to be matamiyu, it's the shayla of the shape, is the shape of the tipa, is meichiach, that l'chorah didn't come from the isha. The shayla is, but that's the Rambam. What is the Rambam, what is the Ravid? What does the Ravid hold? The Ravid mitzad echad, he says, that anything which is less than a gris, and it's black, we're going to be matamiyu. What's the pshat? L'chorah the mashmari says that we need to find a tliya here, and less than a gris, we don't have a tliya. Mitzad sheni, when it comes to the sara, he says that we're going to be matariu if it's less than a gris. Why are we matariu less than a gris? L'chor it's a suffix ma'achirlis. It's suffix if you have a tliya. Rambam says suffix tliya. The Gemara says that we go l'chomra. It only makes sense l'chor if you say that less than a gris, they're b'chlal wearing geyser. And then it doesn't stem what the rabbi said, when it gets a shachar. So the truth is that it's like a not so posh at the makar of the Rambam. L'chor. The Rabbi Magid says the makar of the Rambam is from the Gemara that says suffix al-Basara, Safik Tameh, Safik Tar, is Tameh. Now, what was that talking about? What was that case? The Yom Sada Gemara, Gemara says in the Zayin Rebbein, talking about she was over B'Shuk Shal Tabachin. The Mela, you have a Hechrich. If it just came on Basara, Al-Chaluki Yiboyle Lishtakuche, if it came from the Shuk Shal Tabachin, then it should have at least been also on her Chalik. If it's not on her Chalik B'Chlal, L'Chor it's Moichiach, that it came from her body, didn't come from the Shuk Shal Tabachin. Now, that's all Gishmak when we're talking about a Tli which is coming Me'alma. But let's say you have a tliya which is on Besar itself. For example, Machrilis. Maybe she has Machrilis al Besar. So you want to say the same thing, Safik Tameh, Safik Tar, is going to be Tameh al Besara, because if it came Me'alma al Chaluki Boilish Takuche, why should it have been on her Chalik? The Machrilis was on her Basar. If we're talking about if the Shaila is, can you be Terle in the Shuk Shal Tabachim, when she passed by the Shuk Shal Tabachim, something came from outside and hit her, it couldn't have bypassed her clothing. Without leaving some reishim. Therefore we say, if it didn't leave any reishim on her begadim, vice versa, it came from her body. But when the shayla over here is not a shayla, did it come michutz? Did it come, kenzan, there's a machrelis on her body. If there's a machrelis that's on her body, lechera, then I have no raya from the fact that it wasn't on her choluk. Even if it's not on her choluk, lechera, it was on her body. And that's why you don't see any remnant on her choluk. The truth is that this chiluk is mevor in the Rashba. The Rashba says, he's chelik on Taisa says that, the Gemara says, that if a woman is wearing three skirts and she passes by a Shuk Shal Tabachim, then she's allowed to be terle any dam that she finds on any of the three skirts, even if it's on the bottom skirt. But dam which is on her basar, she's not allowed to be terle. Says Taisa, why not? Because she would never pick up the third skirt. She would never be magal her basar, says Taisa. And therefore there's no tzad that it came mei alma. Zichr came from her. It didn't come Me'alma. The Rashba is chelik, and the Rashba says no. It could get to her. Why? If you ever pass by when they're doing kaparas, you come out and you find dam in all the weirdest places. It hit the floor. He says, bounced up, ricocheted in between her legs, and got onto her body. It could be. Even if she didn't pick up her chalak. Nevertheless, it could be that it got to her buster. Eba zei frek the Rashba. So how come I can't be telling a Shuk Shal Tabachim when it's on her basar? Zokter, kiven de begufa ishtakach. Kiven de begufa chazio, begufa ishtakach, reglaim ledovin begufa asio. Says, you're right. It's shaykh that it came me alma. But the Rashba, as you taught him, like we must have been last chaburo, the Rashba holds, you need a chokha that it didn't come from her guf. It's not enough that you just have a mokum to be telling me bachutz. You need a chokha that it didn't come from her guf. Mila, the Rashba says, the pashta says in this case, you're right, it could be that it came from Me'alma. It could have bypassed her all her clothing, or three layers of clothing, and got to her basar. Nevertheless, I'm not going to be Terle. Why not? Because she's a factory of dam. She produces dam. This lady herself produces dam. And we found the dam just on her basar. The mela, the pashtus is, where did the dam come from? Did it come from outside or did it come from inside? The pashtus says that it came from inside. And the mela, we're not going to be tailor b'chlal. Sometimes the
shittus.
Then this doesn't apply. In most scenarios. Before I get myself into trouble. The Mela, the Rashba says, Albus call Albusar, and this he has a big machlokes rishin. The Rabbi says lahedni, not this way. But the Rashba Shita is anything which is Albusaro, any kesem shall Albusaro, we're not tailor. Nevertheless, the Rashba paskins that if she was Nisasko Biksamin, Biodel Mamish, or if she has a kesem Albusaro, if she has a mak Albusaro, then she's allowed to be tailor of Dam Albusaro. Why? Because the whole vart is, if it came me Alma, so then there's no way that it's not misaver to say that it got to her without, like the Gemara says, it's going to leave some remnant. However, in a case where her body is producing dam, so it produces dam nidus and it produces dam maka, mecha takes it to say that it came from this more than that. If the question is dam nidus pape, dam that came me alma, it's pashta, it's dam nidus. But there's two places on her body that are producing dam, so mecha takes it to say that it came from dam nidus. Then instead it came from Damakal. So we see that even though the Rashba's Machmer Benegea to Samim, and he says that anything which is on the Basar, we're not going to be Tehila, Al Derech the Rambam that says, Kol Safak Al Basara, you're not Tehila. Nevertheless, when it comes to her body's producing the Dam, in a Hanami, we will be Tehila. And not only that, the Rambam himself says this way, in this passage in the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, Simikuf Tadi Sefir Aleph, that even though we're not Tehila any Samim that are Al Basara, nevertheless, if she is a mak albasara, then we are allowed to be tailor. Why? Because there's no reason to say that it came from the dam nidus more than it came from dam akka. Mamela will see a lot of clarity. What's going to be if she's avra b'shuk shal tabachem and she finds dam on her hands? So her hands aren't covered. Her hands are the things in which it's not covered. Can you be tailor that according to the Rashba or not? Does it have to be dafka that she has a makish abagufa? Or even dam that came ibachut and landed just on her hands, what's the halacha in that case? Chazaka that didn't come because he says not that it's not shaykh. He says bet min is shaykh. However, chazaka is that milsa de misdam, the chazaka is kiven meguva kachazi, that's the zvar. Since her body is producing dam, and the dam is found only on her body, so then chazaka that it came from here. But kokama that she has a mako, he says in the kotzer in your design of Malach, she has a mako, and in a chanami, she's allowed to be tailor. If that's the case, then how do we understand this Rambam? The Rambam says, kol safek al bisaro, safek tame, safek tara, rimatame. Why? Because al bisaro is more chomer. Now we said that only makes sense, l'chero, when the shayla is it coming from a shuk shal tabachim, then we're going to be matame when it's a safek. When it's a machoilis, the shayla is a machoilis, then how come he says that safek tame, safek tara, says the Rav Amagi, the reason why we're not telling a machoilis when it's al bisaro is kol safek tame, safek tara, al bisaro, rimatame. L'chero, over here we have a big svar to be machalik and say that even though it's only al bisaro, well, we should be matara, because the machoilis could be found in our basar. It's not like the case where we're trying to declare, did it come me b'chutz? It's on a basara. May have to say that it came from dam nidus more than to say that it came from achrelis, which is on her basar. The truth is that if you look at the Agoyis Maimini, he brings down from Rabbeinu Simcha, who also holds like the Rambam that you're not tailing of achrelis. And the Rambam says, and he says like this, Shafilu pochus mi ke'en chardol t'meyo. Even if it's mamish, smaller than a mustard seed, tiny little bit on her body. Shekol haguf kibodek etoldam achrelis. He legs to another nekuda. He says, "Klapi ma'achilis, I don't have to be misafik." Why? Because the goof is bodek etzom ma'achilis. Most people don't have bugs running around. They have on their bed dead bugs, but on their body they don't have. So the only question is, did it come from shuk shatabachim? That's safik tami, safik tar. But the reason why the Rambam is being mitar is not choishish for ma'achilis is because the body is bodek etzom ma'achilis. And the male, there's no tzad that it came from achilas. So kum tois, according to the Rambam, it's not begeder. It's not the reason why your tummy when it's less than a gris is because zikr didn't come from achilas. Any other tli, I'm not going to be telling because savik tummy, savik tzar. It was say, what's kind of the rabbit? What does the rabbit hold? The rabbit holds you allowed to be telling of achilas al bisara, even less than a gris. L'chur is kibbalik yisam achilas. L'chur. So you could say that the Ravid is taka maskim that the gedder of machur, the gedder of the gzera is begedder legozru. They taka hold that it was legozru. However, the legozru is only when there's the possibility that it could be a machurlis. As long as there's the ability that it could be a machurlis, then there's legozru. But if there's no possibility, then there's chanami, then there's gzera. Memelo by shachar, there's no possibility that it came from machurlis. So it's not, it doesn't go into the gather of the gzera was, since we could always have a tliyah, the mela, we're always going to say legozru in these cases. You don't mamish have to find the tliyah. The mela kokama that it's shachar, they never said that. They said it has to be nichla, it has to be this, has to be a possibility for the tliyah. Once there's a possibility, you don't even have to find the tliyah. But there has to be the possibility. The mela al bisara, is there possibility for machilis? This for sure there's a possibility. Look at the lashon of the Rav Magid, he says, Kol aguf ki bodek etzol dam achirlis. Ki bodek. It's not mamish bodek. Truth is that it's mefurish a gemara. The gemara says in Daf Yudal Aramad Aleph that oitzem mokum is bodek u etzom achirlis. Omer of Zira, oitzem mokum bodek u etzom achirlis. Oitzem mokum, zikr, there's no bugs inside oitzem mokum. However, the mashmoy says that the rest of the body is shaykh. Comes along the Rav Magid and he says, that's the Rambam, you're right that it's shaykh, but it's very not matzui, and mamela we're never going to be tailing a machirlis. However, the Ravid holds there is the possibility for machilis. The Meili holds that as long as the possibility, even though Lamaisa, it's not Masi, they were, it's together like Gazu. If there's the possibility, then they weren't Gazer. And you don't have to find it. The Meili is Gishmak, the Ravid. The Rambam is Gishmak, the Ravid, the Rambam holds they're never Tayla and Machilis. You're not Tayla and Machilis on the Guf because the Guf doesn't have Machilis in it. The Ravid holds that you could be Tayla and Machilis. Why? Because there's the possibility for Machilis to be on the Guf. Now, you don't have to go find it, the Machilis. Even if the Machilis is not here, as long as there's the possibility, then it's Begedder Legozru. And we're never going to be Gezer on the Machilis. Therefore, even Al Bisara, we're going to always say that less than a Gezer is going to be Tar. And when it comes to Shachar, Shachar is never Shach that it could be a Machilis. It's not Shach that it could be a Machilis. The Mela, we're going to be Matamin. The fetus, this meal stock, this you say. We can say very gishmak, Bizman Hazeh, we ask the Chatzkila, how come we're allowed to be Teile in Machilis in Bizman Hazeh? So, if you understand that the Gedr, the Gzer was Begedr LeGozru, that the Bechlal weren't Gezer on Kesem, which is Fox Me to Gris, really it's nothing Gishmer Bechlal. Bizman Hazeh, you're right, we don't have Machilis in. But the whole Gzer LeChatzkila was only started from more than a Machilis. It only started from when it's more than a gris, then they said that's where the gzeres summon is. However, in a case where it's not more than a gris, then there's no gzeres summon. It's not that I have to come onto a tliyah. So you're right, because my name, we don't have bugs that you could be tailor in that put out of that amount of dam. We don't have to be tailor. It's begedr legozru. There is no gzer, there's no problem that we don't have those bugs, because lechatchila, they were never gris from that amount. And the truth is, even if you want to go like the Ravid, that the Ravid says there has to be the possibility for machalis. So, if you look at Ramesh Nemzon, he says, every single solitary city had Machilis in. He said, some cities there were more Machilis in, there were Matsui, and some there were less Matsui. But Loi Plug Rabban, and they said, even when it was less Matsui, they made a Loi Plug, and they said that we're not going to be Gezer on anything which in the cities that they're Matsui in, that you can be telling Machilis, we're not going to be Gezer in any place for these Machilis in. So, you're right, Bizmanenu, it's very not Matsui to have such a bug. There are maybe certain bugs, some out there, that could put out such amount of dam. It's very not musty to find it. But it's the same loy plug that Chazal had lechatchila. Even though the loy gozru was with a geder, they said, we're not going to be gozer because you could be always telling a machilis. But that loy gozru was even in places where machilis weren't so musty. And even though machilis weren't so musty, they said, we're not going to be gozer anywhere less than a gris. And in the Bizman Hazeh is also no different than those places that it wasn't musty. And therefore, it's ki'ilu, as if there's a loy gozru over here, at least according to these Rishonim, it's kilu loy gozru on a kesem which is less than a gris. If that's the case, lachar, we can say the same shot in Ir Sheish B'Chazirin. We start off with the shayla at the beginning. Ir Sheish B'Chazirin Ein Choshishim Yishum Ksamim. So the Rashbam says, even if it's more than a gris, and even if it's Lamatim in a chagura, still you're not Choshishim Ksamim. And we ask, Aruch Haneres, what's the chiddush of the Rashbam? Of course, if it's less than a gris, then forget that it's Ir Sheish B'Chazirin. Sabisai star. If it's l'mal min ha'chagura, sami sai star. If it's not Ir Sheish B'Chazirin, what's the chiddush of the Rashbam? Of course, that's what he means to say. Kenzan, the Rashbam is saying Ir Sheish B'Chazirin in chayshim mishum ksamim means that they weren't gezer ksamim in such a city. In this city of Irsha Ish B'Chazirim, there was no Gzeres Tzomim. Memela, if it's Shofar, what happens if it's Shofar? Rashi says that the Shkritz Shkatzim's dam all over. Shkatzim have red blood, they don't have black blood. Do you have to be choices for black Tzomim in the Irsha Ish B'Chazirim? Is it together? So if you understand that it's together like Gazu, then you don't have to worry about Berchal. Ken's end, this is really Pshat on the Aruch Lener himself. That's really what the Aruch Lener means to say. That's the lesson of Ein Choshishim that he was bothered by. Ein Choshishim Shum Tzomim means that even though Be'etzem we shouldn't have the Tliya Bechlal, but since Dam is so rampant in this city and there's so much going on, then the Bechlal weren't Choshishim. The whole Gzeres Tzomim is only the Rabban Bechlal. They weren't Gezer in Tzivayim. They weren't Gezer in the Davash and the Mechabal Tumah. They weren't Gezer in the Pasim and the Gez. They weren't Gezer in the Irshish Bechazir. They weren't Gezer in a place with a lot of Shlachtes in. The whole thing is only the Chatzilah Bechlal of the Rabban. The Mela in certain places, they weren't Gezer. The Mela, even if it's Shochar, the Chayra, you'd be able to be Tele, even though Kenzan in the city, there's no Shochar that's flying around. The Shail is according to the Ravid. What's the Ravid going to say? If the Ravid holds that you always need a Tliya, it has to be the possibility for a Tliya, what would be by Shochar and Irsha Ish B'Chazirim? Maybe Shochar and Irsha Ish B'Chazirim Taka would be a problem. The truth is that if you look at the Ravid, the Ravid says it got a different shot. The Ravid says at the end of Shaar Ksum, he says, there's places. Shiesh Mokim Shein Choshishin L'Ksamel, Bein Merubah Bein Muat, Bein Shochar Bein Adam. Kigoyin ir sheis b'chazirim v'cholok she'in v'adik. What's a cholok she'in v'adik? Somebody takes something out of the laundry. He has no idea what's on the bag of the chol. And he finds a kesem on the bag. You don't have to be cheshiv for b'chol. Why? Who knows what was there? It was in the laundry. It's in the laundry last week. If anything was going on. Says the same thing. Says the rabbi the same thing by ir sheis b'chazirim. It's like a bag of she'in v'adik. You never know what you're going to find in your bag. And he says lehede and achanami. Even if it's shochar, he says it's not going to be a problem because the whole city, things are flying around in the city, and memela. It's like it's together a cholak shein abadik, and therefore even if it's shachar, it seems the rabbit holds. I don't know if he's saying it's together like gazur b'chlal. He's saying that it has the klal of a cholak shein abadik, and therefore it's not coming. But certainly, even without this rabbit, l'chur you could say that's what the lashon of ein choshishim shum tzomim is. If you look at the lashon of the Rambam says three times in the parak. In parak test, he says three times ein choshishim shum tzomim. He says first of all. Davar Shein Makal Batuma, Ein Choshishim Mishum Samim. Tzivainim, Ein Choshishim Mishum Samim. And Ir Sheish B'Chazirim, Ein Choshishim Mishum Samim. Mashmai says in all these that they Bechlau were in Gezer. Pachas Michigiris, he doesn't say Ein Choshishim Mishum Samim. Which is very Gishmak, because Al Gufa, Yor Choshishim Mishum Samim. But he says, it's not together Blei Gozru. Right? Pachas Michigiris. The Rambam Lishitase holds that Taka, it's not together Blei Gozru. You need a Tliya. But in certain cases, they weren't Choshishim Mishum Samim Bechlau. And the Chorah, this. Batim this yisoid of whether or not it's tliya or whether or not it's together like gozru, you can understand also another tesis. Tesis says, we pasuk like Rabbi Chanina ben Atignos that we give you one ketem, one gris, even if you didn't kill it. Now, let's say you did kill a lot of grisim together. You found in your house a bunch of macherlisim, and bang, you smashed them all. You stepped them all at once. 2 hours later, the lady finds on her. Three grisim worth of dam. Are you allowed to be terli in the machrilisin or not? So generally we know, you get one freebie. Chazal gave one freebie, even if you don't know you killed it, you're allowed one. If we're going to give you more than that, then you got rid of all ksamim. She gets her vest. We say, oh, that's only 256 machrilisin. That's not be'etzim, her vest. Any ketzim that she has, she could be terli in 100. Zichr, that was only, we only gave you one machrilisin, we didn't give you any more. Comes along, tesis machadish. That's only if you don't know if you kill them. But let's say you know, you took a fly swatter and bang, you smashed seven of them together. And then she finds four gristen of dam on her. You're allowed to be together. He says, that's a shuk shal tabachim. No different than a shuk shal tabachim. Says the Rosh says, no way. Loi plug rabbanan. They gave you one macherlis, one grist, and one grist only, even though you smashed them all. What's going on over here? What L'chur says that's a klar svar. Says that's a klar svar. That L'chur is no different than a shuk shal tabachim. If you understand that the Rosh understands that it's not together like Gozru, it's together Tliya. You always need a Tliya. And the Pashas the Rosh holds also that Pachas Michigris al Basar is Tame. A lot of people were murdering, I don't know. That Pachas Michigris al Basar is Tame. Why? Because not together like Gozru. You always need a Tliya. Vemela, if by Macherlisin you always need a Tliya, then Chazal said you have one Tliya in a Macherlis and no other Tliya in a Macherlis. We're not going to give you more than one. That was the Loi Plug Rabbanan. If we understand that it's a Tliya, then it's a late plug rabbanon in the tliyas. We only give you one tliya of machrelis and no more. Mashenkin, if you understand this, legozru means less than a machrelis, less than a gris. We weren't grazing. Now, if you go ahead because of the chshash of a machrelis, but now you go ahead and you have a different svara to say why it should be a tliya, not a legozru, it should be a tliya, you kill six of them together, and Echanami says, Taisis, 100%, we're going to give you the tliya, and you'll be able to be tailored. No different than a shuk shaltabachim. And if you want to say, maybe Gishmak of Art, Sterilim likes it, Gishmak of Art is not. Lechur, you could say that that's the machlag between Chanina and Rabbiane also. The Gemara says, what happens if you find a gris and a half on her beged? And inside of that half a gris, you have a machlag smashed. Says Rabbiane, you're good to go. Why? Because the machlag which is smushed gave you a gris. You have less than a gris left, you could be tailored a machlag. Good to go. Rabbi Chanina says, no way. You, Tame. You're only allowed to be. You get one kliya of a machirlis, you don't get any more than that. What's the var? How come Chanina holds you don't have? What's the var in Chanina? The poshet pshan in Chanina is that Chazal gave you one kliya in a machirlis, even if you didn't kill it. That doesn't mean that if you did kill it, that all of a sudden we're going to give you two. They say if you find the machirlis, we're going to say that's the machirlis that we're giving you. They give you one freebie. That means that even if you don't see it, we're going to say that you have it. If you do see it, so now we're going to give you two? We don't give you two. The same way that we don't give you two if you don't see it, we don't give you two if you do see it. The only why? Because it's together tliya. The tliya Chazal give you one tliya of machrelis. Masha'in Kin Rabbiane says, no way. That less than a gris is not together tliya and a machrelis. Less than a gris is together legozru b'chal. The meila, I have a legozru and less than a gris. Whatever is less, I have a tliya of a machrelis. Generally, I don't have to come on to a tliya of a machrelis. It's a legozru, less than a gris. Here, I'll take away a gris, which is a legozru on. Whatever is less, I have a tliya. And the mele, it's good to go. Lashon Asher Shachal Lefanecha Behemshech is maybe a little shreya if you know. But lechura, that's b'derech what you could tie now. Now, we'll see when we get to the halacha l'maaseh how all this is going to stim. There's many cases. I'll just give one of them. I'm not going to get into it, but hopefully when we get to the halacha, we'll see it. But this nafkemina is a nafkemina bekama vekama vekama dvarim that are mamash halacha l'maisa. For example, a woman has on her begadim stripes, or very common on toilet paper. They have little green bears or doggies or red hearts. Now, a woman finds half on the white and half on the red heart, a kesem, red. Now, all together, the kesem is a gris and a half. 3/4 of a gris on the red heart, and 3/4 of the gris on the white. Can you be tailored the 3/4 of the gris on the white or not? What's the shaila? It's less than a gris. What's the shaila? Shaila, it says the chavis das. This is the way the chavis goes. Halacha l'maisa. He says, in this case, you have no tliya b'machilis. Why? Because the kesem altogether is what size? More than a gris. You know for sure it's not for machilis. If you know for sure it's not for machilis, then mamela, even a minuscule amount on the white is going to be matame you. Because if you have a minuscule amount that you know is not for machilis, you can't be tailored. Mamela, she's going to be tamei. So you're right, it's only 3/4 of a gris. Doesn't make a difference. She's going to be tummy because it's 3/4 of a gris, which you know is not from Achilles. The Chavis Das understood Klar that you always need a Tliya, the Bashmas. And the Melech Okama that you don't have the Tliya, we're going to be Matamiya. Even though it's not the Kabbalah too long. No, good. To get out of the question, because it's a good question, the Sidra Tyre is Mechadish, that even if it's a Darish, it ain't a Kabbalah too long. Kokama that is being held up by a davar which is in Makabotum, which is the group of the Isha, and has the din of a davar Makabotum. So we go to that Allah Lamais, we'll get to Allah Lamais, Bezer Hashem. That's just Vidurichen. It's a shayla, but it's a good shayla. But it doesn't have to be that way. Underwear, which is striped, blue and white, and you have the same shayla. These type of shaylas that you have, or do we say no, Tzivainim is not a problem. Whatever is left is Vidurich, is together, like Gazim, it's not a problem. Now, that's all b'negeya to gris and ir sheyesh b'chazirim. What's with the other makamis of tliya? What's with regard to the other tliyas that we have? Is b'geder legazim, b'geder pish, b'geder tliya? So with regard to pishpishin, it says we have a shalom digmara, tan rabbanan, amar nachum yitzchak, teli b'pishpish v'ad keturmis. According to the rabbanan, you're allowed to be telling to a pishpish. And the Tanakam holds, no, you're not allowed to be telling a pishpish. Says the Rajba, in Vazgeta Machlekes, if it's masri pishpishin, then everybody holds you allowed to be tailor, just like a machrelis. The pashas means just like a machrelis, that it turns into machrelis, and those that hold that it's legazru, they're going to hold the legazru ad keturmis. If it's not matri pishpishin, then everybody holds you allowed to be tailor.
Where's the machlekes? If it's matzah, even in matzah, he says. According to Rabbanim, allowed to be tefillah. According to Rabbanim, Antigonus and Mishem Galumi, not allowed to be tefillah. The Rosh says, no, you never let it. How do we pass in Allah al-Maisa? Says Rosh. No, fish peshim hericha reichai toila ad keturmis, davi kines askabik samim. Av mistama lai talina be mishim loy shchiach. Mistama, we're not toila in a fish pesh, because it's not shchiach. And what do the Rabbanim hold? You're allowed to be toila in a fish pesh, even though it's not shchiach? Hosef is allowed to be toila in a fish pesh, it's not shchiach. So if you understand, like we were masber beforehand in Macholis, that even in the places where it's loy shchiach, they said loy gozru. Why? Because there are places that are shchiach. The Mamela, the Rabbanan held that Pishpish was Shriach enough in certain places, that even in the places that it was Loish Shriach, they weren't Geyser. And we pass no, since most places not Shriach, Mamela, they weren't Geyser. Now what's with Lamaila Minachaguru? Is that together Tliya or is that together Leigazru? Do you need a Tliya Batem or not? Let's say you don't have a Tliya. We talked a lot of Ireland, we talked about what happens if the lady wakes up, she's in jail, and her hands are shackled behind her back, and there's no windows. And no one opened up the door. And she wakes up in the morning, she has Lamaila Mechagura, she has 3 grissim of dam on her shirt. Tami or Tor. Do you need a Tliya or do you don't need a Tliya? The Pashas Mashmoyis of the Mishnah is Lamaila Mechagura. What's Tami? Lamaila Mechagura is not Tami. The Shez, Lachar Pashas is because we always have a Tliya. But if you don't have a Tliya, what are you supposed to do? So, the truth is that the mashmoyis of the Gemara is, the Gemara says, we saw, the Gemara says, let's say we have finds, she passes by, she was outside, and she comes home, and she finds dam all over her body, on the top and on the bottom. Says the Gemara, you let it, according to Tosfos, in the way that the most Rishonim go, not like Rashi, you let it be tailored to some that are on the bottom, connected based on Torah, in the some that are on the top. Where did the some on the top come from? They came from outside. If the some came from outside, so you let it be tailored what came from the bottom, came from the same place that the stuff came on top. But if the ksamim that are on top are only kigris, then you have no tliya that they came from outside. It could be they came from machrilis. Memela, you wouldn't be able to tell the tipas on the bottom and the tipas on the top. Chur the mashmois is that you need a tliya for the tipas on the top. And you're allowed to be tliya at the top and you're allowed to be tliya at the bottom and the top. It's not muchach really, because you can say you don't need a tliya, but if you have a tliya, then you're good to go. You don't need a tliya, she's going to be tliya at the top. But if you have the tliya, then you can be tliya at the bottom and the top. The truth is that Sarum Nisim Kerelis in Chutshani, Yitaka says that Yitaka you don't need a Tliya Bechlal. It's not together, Loi Gozru. It's together, it says, Ein Zemi Din Tliya, Alu Tukana Tzavamim, Afish Loi Avish Shem Shadabachim, Loi Yisasim Tzom, Hinem Zang Pshutai, even though she has no Tliya whatsoever, nevertheless it's going to be Torah. And the truth is, if you look in the Rajba, in Torah Sabayis, he says that, what are we going to say happened? Where did it come from? She's in jail, and she's shackled. Where did this come from? He says, we're going to say, Kama ma'achilisin nirtafu zubazu. Even though we would never dare say, when it's lamatam nechagura, that 3 ma'achilisin came together, when it's lamatam nechagura, and you're forced against the wall, and you have nothing to say, where did the dam come from? Then we're going to say that 3 ma'achilisin smashed together exactly in the same spot, and that's what caused the dam. I'll just leave the oil with the shayla at the end, if that's the case. In other words, what is he saying, Betzem? He's saying that you don't need to find the Tliya, because whatever you're going to say, we're just going to be telling about Macherlisin. We'll say that's how it came here. The Shtikl Mashmois is that we need to say that it came from Macherlisin. Why do I have to say anything? That is a little bit that we have to say. The Rashba seems to be saying, no, I don't need a Macherlisin, but I don't need to find any Tliya whatsoever. I'll give the Chanetz and I'll say it came from 10 Macherlisin. The only Shaila is, and this will leave the Erlem with the Shaila, if the Rashba holds that we could say that any Dam which came from the top came from 5 Macherlisin, then how could you say that I'm telling the dam which is lamata min achaguro and the dam which is lamaila min achaguro and say whichever is more than, which is more than a grit and say wherever the dam from the top came from that's where the dam from the bottom came from, the same way that if what's on top is the size of a grit, then I have no tliya and say that wherever the bottom came from the top came, wherever the top came from the bottom came from, because the top is from machirlis. Where did the bottom come from though? But according to the Rashba, anything which is on the top we could always say came from machirlis. And Mamela, how could you ever be tailor what's in the bottom, in the, what's on the top? Well, what's on the top? We're always just going to say that 5 machoilas in Nirtha Fazubazu, and Mamela Nechanami, that you have no raya that she was over B'shuk Shaltabachim.